halacha that we say Vurachim on Mondays and Thursdays. Most people are not aware of this.
It's been a while.
And when they do it, they think it's some type of race to get to the end. So the reason why we do that Monday and Thursday is because it's eight rot time. Tefillahs gather even more than other times of the day. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the Lutas. Thursday came down on a Monday. So Nikva has eight rot. There's really three parts of the Rabbam. First part is Kamaru Psukim. If you notice, the request for Rachmonis is mentioned more than 20 times in the course of the Rabbam. Another thing that's mentioned 13 times is Laman Shemet, which means we have to Rachmonis, but not because we're any of the greatest tzaddik in the world, but because that for Kvod Shemayim, we want Kvod Shemayim. The first part of the Psukim also that discuss our request for the fact that we have a home base in Mikdash and we're in Golis, and we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to rebuild the base in Mikdash. The second part was talking on the Melbach and the Khanan. We mentioned the source of the Akedah, and we talk about all the different types of stories that we have on a daily basis. Ber, Shvi, Devim, Agetha, also the Yogan. And the third part starts in Enkam Moisha, which was stressing the fact we recognize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the fact that we ourselves don't have any zechuyos, and once again returning to Kodesh Baruch Hu in the schools of the Ovis Akadoshim, this is made with the Ovis, and also asking for our general needs and to get past the source of the going and get to the Geula, the Ovis Akadoshim. It's too much for you to say the whole thing. You can say part of it. Better to say part of it with Kabbalah and just make believe you're saying it and not really say it. That's the one.